All right, let's pray together. Father, thank you for bringing us together here this morning. Thank you for the purpose for which we're here. And Lord, we don't want to be chasing after tinsel and decorations. Lord, we want to find the one who is the Lord of life, the creator and sustainer of life. And Lord, may this year, may our lives not be empty, but may they be filled with Christ and his love and grace and mercy. We pray that you'll bless the children as they participate, as young Cameron comes to lead the service. Lord, we pray for Matthew as he speaks and for us as we worship God and the children as they participate. Lord, we pray that you use each one and everyone for your glory. And so we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to stand and sing three songs, three carols, and then it'll be over to Cameron's service. And I trust that you'll really be blessed today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Your name. Well, welcome you all to our Christmas service. Today, the children from Skate, Sunday School and Bible class are going to tell you about the birth of Jesus through verses from the Bible, songs, carols and poems. The promise of a Saviour was foretold in Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. We hope you will enjoy travelling with us to Bethlehem, being amazed with the shepherds when they were visited by the angels, and then when they went to see the baby Jesus. We also invite you to journey with the wise men to worship and bring gifts to our Saviour King.
In those days, a census had been ordered, and everyone had to go to his own city to be registered. So Joseph and Mary, his brother, betrothed, went from Nazareth to Bethlehem to be registered. As Joseph was from the lineage of David, Bethlehem was buzzing with people, so crowded, so many people were there to be registered. Mary and Joseph could find nowhere to stay, and Mary was with the child, and we read in
Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. At the time, there were shepherds tending to their flocks at night. It was all quiet and peaceful. The wild animals must all have been asleep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them. Imagine the shock. Angels, they didn't expect this. They were very afraid. Then the angel spoke.
Luke chapter 2, verses 10 to 16. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." Praising God. And suddenly there was an angel in multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And then they went haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
We are now going to lift our offering. Please stand with us as we sing while shepherds watch their flocks by night. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, wise men from the east came looking for the child who had been born King of the Jews. They had seen his star and had come to worship him. News of this had reached King Herod. He was troubled. He must find this child. The chief priests and scribes were summoned. Where's this child to be born? They told him Bethlehem as prophesied. King Herod had the wise men brought to see him in secret. He sent them to Bethlehem to find the child and to let him know where the child was so that he could worship him too.
After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
Jesus was born on Christmas on a very holy night. And in the sky, above him, on a bridge, shone a bright light.
All the heavenly angels sang a song to praise his name. They told the lonely shepherds, so they left their sheep and came.
From the east, the wise men roam, bringing gifts to share, riches for the King of Kings, to show the Savior that they care.
Now we celebrate his birthday in our hearts and every day. Jesus in his humble manger is here to stay. His love.
Thank you. Because the night before Jesus came and all through the house, not a creature was praying, not one in the house. Their Bibles were lying on the shelf without care, in hopes that Jesus would not come there.
The children were dressing to go into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing their heads. A mom in her rocking with the baby on her lap was watching the late show while I took a nap.
When out of the east there arose such a clatter, I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear but angels proclaiming that Jesus was here. With a light like the sun sending forth a bright ray, I knew in a moment this must be the day.
The light of his face made me cover my head. It was Jesus returning just like he said. I thought I posed worldly wisdom and wealth. I cried when I saw him in spite of myself.
In the book of life, which he held in his hand, was written the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name. When he said, "It's not here," my head hung in shame.
The people whose name had been written in love, he gathered to take his Father above. With those who are already, he rose without a sound, while all the rest were left standing around.
I fell to my knees, but it was too late. I had waited too long, and this sealed my fate. I had stood and cried as they rose out of sight. Oh, if I had only been ready tonight.
In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is drawing near. There's only one life, and when the coming, and when the comes the last call, we'll find that the Bible was true after all.
ring those bells like the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Celebrations come because of something good.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be with you all today. Weren't they great? Why don't we give them all, give them all a round of applause. I have a lot to work up to here, I'll tell you that. Was there any fights tonight, this morning? No, any fights between the children and the parents? No, all perfect, aren't we? All perfect families. I remember whenever I was that age that I was the one who cried and who did everything to try and stay in the house. Would have grabbed the doors and everything, and parents were pulling me out and nabbing me out and getting me down, and look at it now. Look where I am now, huh? But yes, I'll not take too long today. I'll not take too long, I promise. Does anybody know what this is? Any of the young people know what this is? Stephen? It's a staff. Good man. It's a staff. It's also kind of a walking stick as well. So if you're 2-in-1, do you know if I'm ever in need of a walking stick that I can use this walking stick? That if Tommy's mucking about that I can go and I can give him a wee hit. Isn't that right, Tommy? No. But this is a walking stick. Does anybody know what type of job or who would have used a walking stick? Maybe still does. Walking stick. A staff. A staff. Anybody know? Anybody apart from Stephen? Shepherds. And who were the shepherds up here? Were there any shepherds up here? Oh, look at that, some shepherds up here. Well, you guys would have better staffs than me. But this is not really a shepherd's staff. This is a staff as such. So I thought we'd use it and we would show that this means shepherds, okay? Shepherds had the staffs and shepherds used it to guide the sheep, to protect them from danger and to keep them close. You see, there was a lot of divots, there was a lot of pits, and sheep aren't very smart. And so sometimes they just fall into pits. And then you pull them back out, and they fall into the same pit. I've seen that a few times. And so they would have used these staffs to pull them out, to keep them going. Now, here's the amazing thing. When Jesus was born, the very first people God invited to see him were shepherds. Did you know that? They were ordinary men. They were out in the fields, and they were holding something like this. You see, the first people who were asked to see Jesus, they weren't kings, they weren't elite people, they weren't the politicians of today, they weren't the government, they were shepherds. They were normal people out doing their job. Ah, look at that, it works. And so here we have a picture of the shepherds. Now, the shepherds weren't the kind of people that you'd expect to be chosen for something important. In those days, shepherds were poor. They lived outside the towns. Many people didn't trust them. They were seen as rough, seen as unclean, seen as not very important. But can I tell you something? God chose them. He didn't send the angels to the kings, as I've said, or to the priests first. He sent them to the shepherds. Why? Because God's good news is for everyone. Not just for the powerful, not just for the rich, but for the ordinary, for the overlooked, and for the outsiders. Amen? These are some of you that are still with me anyway. We're going to read a few verses. They are found in Luke 2, 8 to 16, if this works, it does. Luke 2, 8 to 16 says this, "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'" I've said that wrong, haven't I? "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of angels of the heavenly host praising God. And they were saying this, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. I want you to picture it for a minute. Picture that story. Picture that it's a quiet night, that you're a shepherd. There were shepherds here this morning. Maybe picture yourselves as a shepherd if you can. It's a quiet night. Sheep are bleating. Shepherds are half asleep. You know what it's like when you get to my age, you're half asleep at the age of at the time of 9 o'clock. And nobody laughed. That wasn't a good one. Sure it wasn't. Well, keep going anyway. And the sky explodes with this light. And an angel says, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all people." See that? He says all people. He doesn't say just some people. He doesn't just say the well-off people. He says all people. "Today in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born to you." You see, that was their invitation. And what did the shepherds do? They didn't wait. They didn't say, maybe tomorrow. Do some of us do that when we have work to do and we think, we can wait till tomorrow to do that, couldn't we? Don't have to worry about that now. They didn't say that. They hurried straight to Bethlehem. You see, they didn't miss it. They didn't miss the invitation. And maybe God is calling you today not to miss the greatest invitation you've ever been offered. For many of us, we've received an invitation before. Maybe that's to a wedding. Maybe that's to a concert. Maybe that's to the movies or dinner out. Many of us have received invitations from other people. But do you realize you've received the greatest invitation in history to come to Jesus? Not to a wedding, not to a concert, not to dinner, but to meet Jesus himself. And in John 1 verse 12, it says this. Jesus says this to each of us. "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Do you know that whenever you accept that invitation into the family of God, that Father God himself, the one who created all the stars, the one who created the trees, the one who created the planets, the one who created all things, he calls you a son and a daughter. Shepherds, lepers, anybody who follows Jesus and trusts in him has a new identity. Son and daughter of God. You see, the shepherds, they heard the angels and they hurried to Jesus. They didn't miss their invitation. And today, as I'm coming to an end, I said I'd be short, didn't I? Today, as I'm coming to an end, Jesus gives you the same invitation. He says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Behold, I stand at your door and I knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens their door, I will come in." That door is not just a door to your house, but it's a door to your heart. It wasn't just for the shepherds long ago. It's for you. It's for the young. It's for the old. It's for children. It's for parents. It's for everyone here. And today, Jesus invites you to open your door for him so he can do something that nobody else can. You see, as the young children have been so brilliantly ministering to us, Jesus is our Savior. He came to save you. He came to heal you, and he came to call you a brother and sister. And there is no greater privilege, can I tell you this, there is no greater privilege, no greater act than the act of the love that Jesus died for you, because he wants you to be a part of the family of God. The King of all kings and the Lord of all lords stooped down from the throne room of heaven onto this earth because he wants to call you a son and daughter. But the question is simple. As I end, will you open the door? Will you let him in? This staff reminds us of what? Anybody tell me? What does it remind us of? The shepherds. Reminds us of the shepherds who didn't miss their moment. They didn't miss it. And maybe for some of us here this today, we've missed that moment plenty of times. We've came to the family services, we've came to church, we've came to the carol, we've came when it's Easter, and we've missed that invite time and time again. God speaking to us, God inviting us. Staff reminds us of the shepherds who didn't miss their moment. They didn't miss the invite to meet the King. And I hope this morning, as I end, that you don't miss yours. Jesus is knocking. Open the door today. Amen. Amen. I wonder if the band would like to come up just as I close in prayer. Let's just pray. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for all that has taken part so far in your house today, Lord. We thank you for each and every child who is here. We pray a blessing upon them, Lord. We thank you for the voices of children in the church, Lord. We pray for the blessing that it is. And we thank you for all of them who take part in our daily life of church. Lord, we just pray for the parents too. Lord, we thank you for parents who are open to sending their children into the different departments. And Lord, we pray a blessing upon each house who is in here, Lord, today. But God, most importantly, Lord, we pray for your message. We pray about that invitation that you invite to every single person, no matter who they are. And so, Father God, may you work in each of our hearts today. May you knock on that door. And Father God, maybe even for the first time, may we open that door to you, to Jesus Christ, the Savior of this world. Lord, we need to be saved. All of us need saved because there is sin in our life. And we thank you that we have a loving Father who sent his loving Son to die for each and every single one of us. So may we open our hearts and open our doors to the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Amen. Amen. I wonder if we can all stand as we come to end our service with a song. Let's all stand. Beautiful. Amen.
Still we
Thank you, everyone, for taking part. The boys and girls were fantastic. Those poems were great, and Matthew didn't do half bad himself. Can we wish you all a very, very happy Christmas here from us in the church? And may you know Christ-filled and peaceful Christmas. It is lovely to see a few folk here who've been in hospital just recently. Wesley Anderson was in the hospital last night, and he's here this morning, so that's commitment. We have Louise here with us as well. We have Joan McGall. She's with us as well, and she's had a tough time with sickness. So we're so glad that everybody's been able to be here with us. We are mindful of those who are facing a lonely Christmas for the first time, a loved one who's not with them, and we're also mindful of them as well. And we're mindful of everyone that we may know as I've come. I don't know how I'm going to preach tonight without glasses. That'll be a good crack, won't it? But how could you live life without Christ? Eh? I've got my Bible, I'm not fit to read it. But when you have Christ in your life, you've got light, you've got love, and you've got liberty. Don't miss Christ this Christmas. Let's bow together in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for every one of these boys and girls. We really, really covet them for the kingdom of God. We see, Lord, what's happening in our world with so much confusion and lies and others' perverted opinions being forced upon our children. Lord, we pray for every boy and girl that you'll preserve them from the lies that this world is pushing upon our children. To that end, Lord, we pray that you'll bless every mum and dad here and every guardian of every child that's here. Lord, we pray that you will inspire them and encourage them. Lord, help them to know the one who is the true reason for the season. Bless every Sunday school teacher, every volunteer. Lord, they don't have to do this. But Lord, as part of their commitment to you and their walk with God, we thank you, Lord, for everyone who gives of their time to influence children who are in these days, from what we hear, seeking for truth and stability. Lord, for everyone here today who's lonely and sad, will you meet them at the point of their need? For those in pain, physically or emotionally, Lord, will you come and bring healing to their very bodies, we pray. And bless us, Lord, this week, this season. And bless us today, Lord, as we hear again the message of the Savior who came into the world to save sinners. Lord, we pray that we will really receive it, that we'll not keep the gift unopened, but Lord, today, purposely, personally, Lord, we will receive that gift. So God, we pray that you'll separate us in your fear and bring us to our homes in safety and help us to enjoy your presence today. And tonight, Lord, we pray that this house will be filled, not necessarily with people, but with the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. And they shouted, amen. That'll do you. Thank you so much.